You're listening to station WDTM, Detroit's new FM station at 106.7, with studios in the Cadillac Tower, Detroit. The time in 20 seconds, 12:07.
Meaning in our lives. When we raise our sights, strive for excellence, and dedicate ourselves to the highest goals of our society, we're enrolling in an ancient and meaningful cause, the age-long struggle of man to realize the best that is in him. Man reaching toward the most exalted goals he can conceive, man striving impatiently and restlessly for excellence, has produced great religious insights, created great art, penetrated the secrets of the universe, and set standards of conduct which give meaning to the phrase, the dignity of man.
With those words by John Gardner, president of the Carnegie Corporation, we welcome you to WDTM. Today, we inaugurate a new broadcast service for Detroit and the surrounding area in Michigan, Ohio, and Canada. WDTM's 61,125-watt signal, radiated from an antenna 508 feet above average terrain, can be received by FM listeners in Jackson, Ann Arbor, Flint, Pontiac, Toledo, Sandusky, and in a large area of southwestern Ontario, as well as in the immediate Detroit area. To the people of this region, one of dynamic growth and potential, we at WDTM hope to bring a programming concept that will not only mirror the cultural and intellectual life of the community through information and entertainment, but a programming concept that truly embodies the spirit as well as the letter of operation in the public interest, convenience, and necessity. And now we would like to introduce the President and General Manager of WDTM, Marshall N. Carpenter, Jr.
The call letters WDTM are an easily recognized abbreviation for Detroit, Michigan. Every new station has a chance to choose from hundreds of combinations not yet used its own distinctive call letters. FM stations often try to suggest good music in their call letters, a Q or an X to allude to one of the pioneering good music stations, WQXR, or combinations of M and S or Z to say music. When we set out to create our call letters, we looked for something else, a simple, definite way to say Detroit. And so we call ourselves WDTM Detroit, Michigan. First of all, we are a citizen of Detroit. Our aim in broadcasting is to pursue excellence, for residents of Greater Detroit deserve to hear the best available. Beyond Detroit, this station is also a citizen of the Midwest. WDTM is the first of the Taliesin stations to commence broadcasting. Others will be located in dynamic centers of activity in the Midwest. We now are developing broadcast plans for WOIO in Cincinnati, WMLW in Milwaukee, and WPGH in Pittsburgh. We are proud of the achievements of the Midwest and see future greatness here as the St. Lawrence Seaway opens new paths to the heartland of this country. As we go on the air, we are indebted especially to three groups of people. First of all, we owe a debt to the FM pioneers, those who have operated FM stations during the young years of this medium. Secondly, we owe a debt to the FM audience throughout the country. These people, people such as you, have been actively seeking excellence in both style and content, and this continually growing FM audience has sparked the boom in FM broadcasting. And our third debt is to the imaginative and enterprising among FM broadcasters, especially those in university and foundation-supported stations, who have developed, discovered programming both stimulating and entertaining. I mentioned the Taliesin stations. That is the name of our group operation. The name Taliesin refers to a 6th-century Welsh bard who both entertained and informed those of his day. The folks of that day depended on the wandering bard to bring them, besides music, news of the battles of King Arthur, or knowledge stored in the monasteries, or the lore of the Druids. The world is no longer in such primitive conditions. Instead of bardic tales, we now have newspapers, television, radio. Instead of learned monks, extensive libraries. Instead of superstition, an informed public opinion. But the function of the bard remains, to entertain, to inform. In the image of Taliesin, the universal bard, that will be the function of this station, WDTM, Detroit, Michigan.
Thank you, Mr. Carpenter. WDTM has received two letters which we would like to share with you. The first is from James C. Haggerty, Press Secretary to the President, which reads in part,
"The President has asked me to extend to you and the members of the staff of WDTM his best wishes and his hopes that your station will be most successful. May I also add my own congratulations. Good luck on your new venture. Sincerely, James C. Haggerty, Press Secretary to the President."
The second letter is from the Honorable G. Menon Williams, Governor of the Commonwealth of Michigan.
It is a sincere privilege for me to participate in the opening of radio station WDTM in Detroit. This will be an important addition to the daily lives of the people in this area. WDTM has accepted a responsibility in the public interest. It is gratifying to note that it will present cultural and informative programs. There is a particular need for this type of programming so that your listeners will have the opportunity of enjoying outstanding musical presentations and discussions. They will be enriched through your heritage programs, which will offer dramatic incidents in the history of our nation and its fight for freedom and the continuing efforts to preserve our democracy. You and your staff are to be commended for accepting this responsibility of presenting programs of such high standards. Sincerely, G. Menon Williams, Governor.
WDTM is also pleased to have received the following message from His Honor Louis C. Mariani, Mayor of Detroit.
As Mayor of Detroit, I extend a most hearty welcome to WDTM, the newest of our FM stations. I am particularly pleased to note that your stated purpose is informative and educational as well as entertaining. Of course, we all recognize the need for entertainment in a troubled world. However, I feel very strongly that we Americans should spend more of our leisure time in self-improvement. We need to understand the political goals of democracy, and conversely, we must recognize the full threat of communism. Perhaps more important, we should understand the attitudes of the other nations of the world. You have scheduled a program which will compare press comments from Italy, India, Japan, and other countries with American comments on the same subject. I am sure that your listeners will benefit greatly from these discussions. Another important program on your schedule is the weekly review of developments in the United Nations. These things, along with your programs on art, music, literature, and theater, will undoubtedly add to the cultural and educational opportunities of our city. On behalf of the people of Detroit, the Common Council, and for my own part, I extend sincere best wishes for a long and fruitful operation.
Thank you, Mayor Mariani.
WDTM's programming policy is based upon the premise that in the greater Detroit area, there are enough people with inquiring minds interested in enduring music, provocative commentary, significant news, and quality entertainment to warrant a program designed for them. You are listening to the New York Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Leonard Bernstein. Among the presentations you'll be hearing on WDTM will be the weekly live concerts by this famous orchestra, direct from Carnegie Hall in New York. This, incidentally, marks the first time that these concerts have been heard on an FM-only station. Sunday afternoons at 12:30, we're presenting high-fidelity tape concerts by the Philadelphia Orchestra. And on Tuesday nights at 9:30, concerts by the Hartford Symphony. In addition, negotiations are now in progress to bring to Detroit listeners concerts by other well-known American orchestras and musical groups. Our live and delayed concerts are not restricted to American organizations, however. This month and next, we're presenting programs from the 13th Edinburgh International Festival and the Henry Wood Promenade Concerts from London. In succeeding months, you'll hear complete concerts from the 1960 Vienna Festival, the 1960 Aldborough and Edinburgh, and other world music festivals.
We'd like to call to your attention our morning and early evening programs, a broadcasting service we believe to be unique. Interspersed in programs of classical and folk music will be 60 to 90 second reports on current developments in the fields of fine arts, business, science, education, national and international affairs. The criteria for selection are the relevancy and usefulness as a basis for understanding and interpretation of events in a complex world. For example, tomorrow morning between 9 and 10 a.m., WDTM listeners will hear the following comment on the American voting situation.
In this election, many intelligent, well-trained people who hold considerable responsibility in their jobs will not vote. They cannot. They are the disenfranchised, those who have moved from state to state or from one election precinct to another and do not yet qualify for registration in their new home. In 1 year, over 5 million people may move from state to state. Over 22 million may move within a state. These figures are from the Census Bureau. Many of these people would have been eligible to vote except for the move. They are neither derelicts nor drifters. Many are business executives shifted from their homes by company decision. Many are educated homeowners in their new community. Only two states now have laws to help out such disenfranchised voters. A former resident of California may vote there by absentee ballot if he has moved within 54 days of a presidential election. A former resident of Wisconsin is given 10 days grace. Since the Constitution leaves the voting qualifications up to each of the states, every one of the other 48 states will have to pass legislation enabling newly moved former residents to vote by absentee ballot before this substantial percentage of lost voters return to the polls.
Each evening, following our 6:30 newscast, WDTM will present World Press Review, a daily summary of editorial opinion at home and abroad. This program will draw on taped editorial reviews from Japan, Italy, Sweden, France, West Germany, India, the Netherlands, Israel, and Canada, as well as editorials from leading American papers to give a cross-section of opinion on current topics of international prominence.
Beginning next Sunday from 12:05 to 12:30, we'll present the first of a series of programs based upon the recent Life magazine articles, The National Purpose. 8 prominent Americans will examine the goals, ideas, and ideals of contemporary society. To be heard on the program will be Adlai Stevenson, Walter Lippmann, Archibald MacLeish, David Sarnoff, and others.
There is one area of radio programming that we feel has been sadly neglected by American radio, and that's children's programming. In an attempt to remedy the situation somewhat, WDTM will present a daily half hour at 5 o'clock called the Children's Corner. This program is designed to present the best in children's literature and music, and I might add, for the benefit of parents with frayed nerves, in a quiet and restrained manner. 4 of the programs this week will include Boris Karloff reading Kenneth Graham's The Reluctant Dragon.
An important musical staple on WDTM will be folk music of many lands. 2 programs especially will present this art form: WDTM Saturday Night, following the New York Philharmonic broadcast, and International House on Mondays and Wednesdays at 12:30 p.m. Also, a series of CBC programs at 12:15 on Tuesdays, and folk music from Israel at 12:15 on Thursdays will be heard.
There are two other forms of music which will receive our attention. Show music will be represented by a complete Broadway musical on Saturday nights at 7:30 and on the program WDTM Saturday Night. Jazz buffs will be interested in Dr. Richard Waterman's Friday night program, Conversations in Jazz. Dr. Waterman, chairman of the Department of Sociology and Anthropology at Wayne State University, will explore the style of jazz. His program will have within its scope historical developments as well as analysis of current trends.
And this, briefly, is a summary of some of the programs that you'll be hearing at 106.7 FM.
One of the simplest ways to plan your listening to WDTM is through the WDTM calendar, which includes our program schedule with date, time, musical selections, composers, artists, and beginning in November, the record number and label of many of the recordings we'll play. The calendar also contains the first monthly comprehensive listing of cultural and entertainment activities available in Greater Detroit, with sections devoted to concerts, opera, dance, theater, museums, lectures, discussions, sports, tours and exhibits, and events for the children. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of the WDTM calendar, you can write or phone, and we'd be happy to send you one. Address WDTM, 2002 Cadillac Tower, Detroit 26. Or call now and an operator will take your name and address. The number is Trinity 5, 5300.
Now, one last word concerning commercials. WDTM's commercial policy is based upon the conviction that every commercial must observe and complement the integrity of the programming. WDTM will respect the listener's sensibilities, allow a maximum of 5 minutes of commercial message to the hour, and require a restrained, factual, informative presentation. And now on behalf of our General Manager, Marshall M. Carpenter, Jr., our Vice President, Merle Miller, the Director of News and Commentary, Mary W. Carpenter, the Calendar Listings Editor, Gene Conrad, our staff announcers, Tony Bianchi, Mel Zellman, and Lee Stott, Jr., our account executives, William Aaron and George Heckendorn, and our office manager, Burl Young. This is Bob Conrad, WDTM's Director of Programming and Operations, thanking you for joining us at 106.7.
Listening to WDTM, Detroit's new FM station at 106.7. Time in 45 seconds, 12:32. Preparation of a Detroit sightless family to care for their expected first baby is one actual case in the records of the Visiting Nurse Association, a Detroit United Foundation Torch Drive agency. To prepare the sightless couple for taking care of their baby, the visiting nurse figured out safety precautions for their home, arranged the baby's clothes on shelves, shirts always on the first shelf, diapers on the second, etc., instructed with the aid of a life-sized doll, bathing and diapering, and figured out the method for measuring out and timing the formula. An active, bright-eyed toddler is the result of this aid carried into your community by the Visiting Nurse Association, one of the 195 United Foundation agencies. Support your torch drive. Give once for all, generously.
From the 104-year-old Academy of Music in Philadelphia,
we present the first of a series of broadcasts of the regular subscription concerts by the world-famous Philadelphia Orchestra, Eugene Ormandy, conductor and music director. Mr. Ormandy has selected a varied and interesting program, including the first performance by the Philadelphia Orchestra of A Passacaglia by Dr. Leroy Robertson of the University of Utah, Joseph Haydn's Surprise Symphony, the second suite from the ballet Bacchus et Dalien by Albert Roussel, and the Concerto No. 2 in B-flat for piano and orchestra by Johannes Brahms, in which we'll hear the noted pianist Rudolf Zirkin as soloist.
On our first day of broadcasting, we're pleased to inaugurate this series of Philadelphia Orchestra concerts on WDTM. This program is one of three featuring major American symphonies that you'll hear each week. We'd like to mention also that at 6 this evening, Associate Conductor Walter Poole will present recordings made by the Detroit Symphony Orchestra in a program of music chosen by Dr. Poole for the WDTM opening day. We should also like to call to your attention a program scheduled for 8 o'clock Tuesday evening, Anne Frank, The Memory and the Meaning. Produced by WBZ Boston, the program has been chosen as this year's Outstanding American Radio Documentary, our country's entry in the International Pre-Italia competition. You'll hear in the program interviews with Otto Frank, Anne's father, and others who knew the precocious and sensitive child. And now we return you to today's Philadelphia Orchestra concert.
Now it is my pleasure to introduce the assistant conductor of the Philadelphia Orchestra, William Smith, who will act as our musical guide and annotator for these concerts. Mr. Smith.
Eugene Ormandy, the conductor of the Philadelphia Orchestra, first became acquainted with the music of Leroy Robertson last year when we performed and recorded with the Tabernacle Choir from Salt Lake City. Leroy Robertson, an American composer who was born in Utah in 1896 and who as a young man studied with Chadwick and with Ernst Bloch, has since 1948 been professor of composition at the University of Utah and has been intimately connected with music making in Salt Lake City with the Mormon group. At that time, we knew his music through his composition of the Lord's Prayer and an arrangement he made of Come, Come, Ye Saints, both of which works have been recorded by the orchestra and the Salt Lake City Choir. The work we're to hear today is his Passacaglia in D minor, a work based upon the classic model of the 18th century Passacaglia, a model familiar to us all through Bach's famous C minor Passacaglia for organ. The work has a curious and interesting history. It was composed in 1955 to memorialize the Battle of Thermopylae, which you will recall took place in 480 BC. At that time, Leonidas and his heroic band of Spartans, 400 of them, I think, held the pass until all of them were killed. In 1955, in Athens, with Thomas Sherman conducting, this work received its premiere. The King of Greece was present, and it was performed, interestingly enough, in the open air at the foot of the Acropolis. At that time, it received high praise, both from the critics and the public. The applause you hear is greeting Mr. Ormandy as he comes out now to conduct the first Philadelphia performances of the Passacaglia in D minor by Dr. Leroy Robertson.